This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More reaction to the sentencing of a former Aurora police officer convicted in the death of Elijah McClain. Randy Rodema was sentenced to 14 months in jail and 4 years probation for his role in McClain's death. Omar Montgomery is president of the NAACP chapter in Aurora.
So it's not just that Elijah McClain is not here. It's everything that comes with that that was taken away. So what you hear is a mother saying, not only did you murder my son, but you also murdered dreams.
Rodema was the only police officer convicted in McClain's death. Two paramedics were convicted last month for injecting McClain with a large dose of ketamine. They are to be sentenced in March. Colorado may ban new grass on commercial and government land. CPR's Rachel Estabrook reports.
It's a solution to address water shortages that's gaining momentum across the West. Limit grass and other turf. Dylan Roberts represents Northwest Colorado in the state Senate.
Some estimates are as high or even over 50% of municipal water uses to irrigate grass that nobody ever uses or touches.
Roberts plans to introduce a bill in session that starts this week to make sure new grass is not put in by businesses, governments, or in common areas within homeowners associations. Individual homeowners could still install it, though, and the ban would not affect turf that's already in place. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Colorado is backing off plans to ban religious instruction from its new universal pre-K program. At least 40 faith-based preschools are enrolled in the statewide program, according to Chalkbeat Colorado. Religious groups had threatened to sue the state if they were banned because of their religious curricula. A new set of draft rules published this week no longer includes the restrictions. It's icy roads and blowing snow for much of Colorado this morning. The Weather Service is warning of blizzard conditions in some spots. In the mountains, the snow continues through the rest of the week. Around Denver, it should be sunny again tomorrow. This is CPR News.